Hey, good day, everyone. Stunk Ernie Audio 1149. I am Jeremy. Joining me this week is Chris, because we're covering WrestleMania 42. Our thoughts, opinions, preview, and maybe predictions. What's going on, man?
Not much, man. How about yourself?
Oh, well, we just spent 45 minutes.
Yeah.
We know.
There's a lot going on, but we don't want to talk about it here.
Yeah.
While we're recording.
So. Behind the scenes. Fun. So,
anyway. We're here and we're
just don't.
Ready to head. What? Go ahead.
You can't start stuff with "we're here" anymore. Because the next thing is "we're queer" and then
get some beer.
We're queer. We're proud. Like, what was that old slogan? For like, it was like the chant in the 70s, really, early 80s or something.
Anyways,
that shows my age. So,
yeah.
Yep. Oh, no, we're here, we're queer, deal with it. That was it. So, anyways, I knew I'd get it eventually. So, welcome to Stuck on the Audio, progressive, as always. So, I don't know, man. We got 2 days of WrestleMania. We somehow ended up going to both. I am not prepared. I don't have day one pulled up. I don't have anything pulled up right now. Let me get that going so we can get the matches so we don't miss anything. I don't know. How are you feeling about this year's show so far? Seriously.
I'm on paper, the lineup is better than last year. Actually, significantly, actually.
Yeah.
Because towards the end of the run up to WrestleMania, it just seemed like they were just adding matches for no reason. I mean, just, you know, God bless some of these people, but, you know, Jade Cargill versus Naomi didn't need to be on WrestleMania. You know, El Grande Americano versus Rey Mysterio turning into Rey Phoenix, that doesn't need to be on WrestleMania. The heel New Day against, I can't remember this off the top of my head, heel New Day against the Viking Raiders getting on WrestleMania.
Yeah, that's right. God, I forgot all about these.
Yeah, and they dumped, like, they also dumped, like, almost all of those matches on the Saturday. So the Saturday, I remember last year's Saturday, other than the main event, the Triple Threat, I didn't really enjoy that show at all. The next night was better, but of course, Cena and Cody ended up shooting the bed. At the end.
It was like they had a really good show from, I wish I remembered night one more, but they had a really good show from the end of night one to the middle of night two.
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
And then, yeah, Cody, and gosh, that's still a hangover. And it's funny, because somebody pointed out, Cody's been messed with every year he's been in the main event now. In some capacity, you know?
I agree, but obviously the first year, the WrestleMania 39, obviously he lost. 40, they tried to mess with him, but it was too strong. And the pivot, I think people are forgetting how good the pivot turned out with The Rock.
Oh, yeah.
Turning heel. Yeah. It seems like people are, like, forgetting that. Just say they're, you know, just to make their fuck TKO hot takes. last year, a lot went wrong. No one wanted Cena as a heel. The Travis Scott bullshit.
The Rock ditching them.
The Rock ditching them. They didn't seem to know how. The first time around, they didn't seem to know how to work with each other, or what. You know, because that's the first match Cena ever worked as a heel in 25 years or 20 plus years or whatever. They just didn't know how to work. They just didn't know how to work together, even before the Travis Scott nonsense started. And this year has followed. You asked me my general thoughts, and now I'm getting into the specifics.
That's fine. That's the main event for a reason. Well, main event.
This WrestleMania set. They don't like to say night one. They say WrestleMania Saturday and WrestleMania Sunday. But this WrestleMania Saturday main event, it's crazy how a couple of weeks ago, it felt like, yeah, you could question the decision to turn Orton. Question that a lot, actually. But it still felt like, for the first time since they've ever gone two nights, that the main events were even. It really did feel that they were more even than ever. The only one that's comparable, more probably more comparable, is 2022, but literally up until the last minute, we didn't actually know that Stone Cold was wrestling. So I don't really count that. If they'd advertised as a match the whole time, then honestly, at that point, the night one main events actually will probably have been more looked forward to than Roman Brock, on the second night, if they had actually, advertised it as such. But this year was primed to be the year where the main events really were even, or at least even-ish. And then they have just they've ruined this match. There's just it now. It feels so much like that Cody Cena match from last year. It's not gonna. Everyone is thinking there's the finish is gonna have to involve a lot of outside interference, and not in a good way, like WrestleMania 40, the Avengers Assemble ending. This is very much like last year. People are waiting for some type of interference, so it doesn't matter what they do beforehand. Now we've ended up yet again with a match where everyone's just waiting for interference to happen. And it's just like, it didn't need to be this. It goes beyond it didn't need to be this. No one wants this. This benefits no one. It's just so I know we've landed on this thing. This is just the most unnecessary. This is the most unnecessary storyline in wrestling history. And I know you have a lot probably to say, so please
Well,
go ahead.
the thing is, okay, do you believe TXO actually pulled Pat McAfee into this? Like, R. Emanuel did this? All right. Because it's wrestling. They keep blaming TXO for this. They're doing this for TXO,
TKO.
right? And
TKO.
TKO, sorry.
I know. I know.
So,
Yeah.
to blame TKO for this. TKO's forcing this. TKO's doing this. And it's like, now they pivoted 2 years ago because that was that The Rock inserting himself, ruining everything, turning out to be good. Now, sales, the ticket sales aren't going well. I guess they've added 4,000 per night. Still not last year, but still not under 40,000.
Right now.
So something worked, the sale probably, but
Multiple sales, yeah, this last one, which is just so.
which that made anyways. So
No sense. No, nothing
it
about anything Pat says that makes any sense. No, go ahead. I'm
so it's
sorry.
like Pat McAfee is a WWE guy. He's even said it. Now all of a sudden he'd fallen out of favor, or he would have did this, and then he comes back. And it's like, well, was this the plan all along? And they're just using TKO and Ari Emanuel as a scapegoat? It's wrestling after all.
Yeah, there's.
And like
Oh, yeah.
this was supposed to be like, it doesn't make sense. But either did Travis Scott and The Rock being involved with John Cena. And we all know
No,
it's because
that.
Cody didn't want to turn heel, but even then,
And
so.
there's. You just hid. The answer was hidden in your response there. They are so desperate for Cody to be cheered. And this is my conspiracy theory. Because if you really think about it, did TKO really force Pat McAfee on Triple H and Creative? Did they really? Did Pat McAfee literally go out with and run his own angle without the blessing of Triple H and WWE Creative to run down everything? I don't think so. Is Cody Rhodes the kind of guy who's going to go out on TV and cut a shoot promo against the CEO of the company he works for?
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying.
This is all the shit about, Triple H not being on board with Pat McAfee, not having any control of what he says on the microphone. I'm now of the belief that it's all bullshit. And this is all about getting Cody cheered at WrestleMania. to the point of having Pat McAfee say that he will go away if Randy Orton doesn't win the title.
Yeah, but it's also like, well, so, like.
Yeah, I know that, but it's,
you know,
the heat's on Pat McAfee, and Pat McAfee, you know what? He was getting booed on SmackDown. Of course he was. But
who's the main event?
Pat McAfee and Jelly Roll.
I mean,
that's where this Jelly Roll is really where this thing has just gone completely off the rails. They've doubled, tripled down on all this.
We talked about before, Jelly Roll should have been in a tag team match with Danhausen versus The Miz and Kit Wilson.
Yes.
And now it seems like we're going to get a Danhausen-John Cena interaction, which...
Yeah, that's really good.
Pretty good pivot.
And then Jelly Roll involved in the main event. Jelly Roll's weight loss is a great inspirational story. No one can take that away from him. But he's still not an athlete. Never an athlete.
No.
He's over 40 years old. He's never really been in shape in his entire life. And this Friday is when I was starting, this past Friday is when I was starting to see, like, this man does not, but all that weight loss, this man still does not move well.
No.
This man is not. Was not in the right position multiple times for where he needed to be during that angle. And Pat McAfee, you know, handful of matches, whatever. You got Cody and Punk going out there and just talking about Pat not being in shape either. So you just got these two out of shape dudes who are going to get physically involved in this match.
Yeah.
Their timing is going to be shit. It's going to be a disaster.
You pointed out also that this whole match is now just going to be waiting for Pat McAfee and Jelly Roll to get involved.
Yes.
And that's the biggest problem. Like,
yeah, that is not the biggest problem. Yes.
And we've had this, well, I mean, they fell in love after 40 with the big ending. Well, really kind of the Bloodline brought that on, but the big thing was 40. With the big ending, the Avengers-style ending, right? And at 41, we just got this. Now we got – now, and it carried over to other PLEs. And it's like, oh, man, can we just have straight matches? You know? And
right.
But we don't. We don't even get those on SmackDown or Raw for the most part. You know what show you do get straight matches except for one match a show? AAA. They end matches. It's crazy. And I don't know if you saw AAA this week. I know it's a quick aside. That show was awesome.
That show was excellent, yes.
And I cannot wait until the end of May.
I that Americano Brawl was insane. That was like the best version of that kind of a thing in years. It was so well done. Everything was so great about that, that thing.
They even brought in reality because the interviewer girl that was interviewing the blind comedian, I do not remember his name, that is Ludwig Kaiser's girlfriend. In reality, that's his girlfriend.
Yeah.
So when Chad Gable, started getting on her, that's when he freaked out. But you can't say that. So I just like the little touch there. Like, they don't really hide who each guy is, but the Mexican fans are like, we are all aboard, and it's great. It was just fantastic, and boy, Gable. Was it no Gable or was it Kaiser, who was bleeding from under the mask at the end of the show, and he had a nice old knot in his forehead or eyebrow? I was like, damn, those guys were going at it. And anyways, to go back, so watch AAA. It's 45 minutes the most times, so with no overrun of 26 minutes. But that's the problem with this match. I still think the criticism's valid. They did not need any of this. They didn't need to turn Randy. They don't. Hey, just how? Look at John Cena. How many times did he get booed as the babyface? Period. It certainly didn't seem to hurt him. Maybe it hurt WWE's business because they didn't have that top flight hot babyface, you know, that everyone got behind. But aren't those days kind of gone? No one seems to be 1,000,000% against somebody anymore. Not even Dominic, for that matter.
No, definitely not Dominic.
So it's just all of this is, I'm still firmly on the boat. None of this was necessary, but it just seems like this was the plan. That they were going to insert some goofy shit into this. But these guys? And McAfee's constantly talking about how there's a bigger picture. And it does make me wonder if they're purposely hinting that something's coming up to get people to either go or watch. But nothing's going to happen.
Oh, no. We know what it is. The Rock's not coming. Or somehow if he does, he'll get involved in Punk Reigns then. Because we have now extended this whole thing. And did you notice on Monday, though, during Roman Reigns' opening video, he's the one wrestler who's not saying, I hate you, Pac McAfee. He was borderline supportive, other than saying, I would never let a punter disrespect me.
Yeah. Yeah. What did he say? It's like, I like Pat. He's a good guy. Or something like that. And I was like, that was kind of weird.
That is kind of weird. But again, dollars to donuts. I don't think The Rock's showing up.
No, I don't either.
They have to make the allusion to him so that this makes any sense at all, that Pat McAfee is why he's doing this, how, you know, what authority this is all under.
And we already know, well, pretty much know, with the rumored match for Backlash of Cody and Jelly Roll versus Pat and Randy Orton, that it seems like Orton's going to win because Pat's still around.
Yeah.
Or Pat's just a liar.
I am in favor of Randy Orton winning this thing, for sure. But doesn't Jelly Roll have a career to get back to?
I was wondering the same damn thing. When is your tour, sir? Like,
when do you have to go back to your life, sir? All you're doing is just popping up backstage and giving wrestlers sage advice.
Yeah, and it's not like it's bad advice either.
No,
the guy
not.
Can cut
no.
a promo, and he's pretty good, but goddamn, shut
he
up.
Is, he is kind of... He cuts a Dusty Rhodes promo better than Cody ever could in his life.
Okay, so he's got a tour from late May through July of 2026. So basically, it's called the Little Ass Shed Tour. We want some scratch there, Joe Roll. So he'll be gone soon. But yeah, it's just wild. And I'm like, I understand Jelly Roll's popular, but good Lord, is he this popular? That
you see now, this is where we get into my theory about modern celebrity and pop culture is because of life after social media, YouTube, TikTok, all this shit. Everything is now so segmented by your own choices and your own or algorithms. So now we live in a world where a guy like iShowSpeed can have 80 million subscribers on Twitch and so many seemingly millions and millions more people don't know who he is. That's the world we live in now. People who are incredibly popular to a niche audience of millions and millions of people, while millions and millions of people have no idea who that person is.
Yeah.
More people have no idea who that person
yeah,
is.
Yeah, I had no idea who iShowSpeed was. Yeah. Or Logan Paul. I don't know who iShowSpeed was. I don't know who Logan Paul was.
Well, I knew who Logan Paul was.
No, I did not.
Heard him. Mm-mm. Really?
No.
Okay.
No.
I understand. No, again, it's what I'm making, yes.
Yeah, it's like it's not a world I live in. So, you know, it's like...
Yeah, you can choose to live in your own world with your,
Yeah, I like it here.
With your own tastes. it's not like it was where it doesn't matter if you were a fan of this, that, or the other. You at least knew who they were. You'd heard of them.
Yeah.
This is we don't live in that world anymore.
Yeah, I keep saying that's a big world, and I mean, living in your own world, you compartmentalize yourself from other things. But you know, I'm not closed-minded. I just never heard of these guys, and I heard of Jelly Roll. I think I've told you the story. I don't enjoy him. It's just not my thing. But the first time I heard him was at a metal festival. Hang on. We're standing there, and they're like, hey, Jelly Roll's coming up. Jelly Roll, I'm like, oh, probably an old black guitar player, you know?
Yeah.
It sounds like it, for old blues guy. So we're sitting up there, and there's an old black dude on stage. I'm like, oh, there we go. Oh, this will be cool. Here's some old blues for a while. And all of a sudden, some dude comes up and starts scratching records. And I'm like, what's going on? And then this fat dude walks out, starts doing country rap. And I looked at her. I was like, I don't like this. And she's like, just give it a chance. I'm like, oh, my God. We got through two songs. And I go, can we please leave? Like, we'll go anywhere else but watch this. That was years ago. So the fact that this guy's this big, I couldn't. And oh, by the way, there were people knew every word already and were thoroughly enjoying him. I was the, you know, shrimp out of water, fish out of water there. So anyways, but enough about Jelly Roll. He's going to win the title. We all know that. I don't know. So other night one matches added to the card because Division versus the Usos and, you know, the old six-man doesn't matter match.
But it's opening the show. I mean, opening the show after John Cena, but
yeah. Which, so
I mean, a six-man tag can be a high-energy opener. But in the world where we've kind of come accustomed to, okay, you can put your second, third, fourth most important match on first nowadays. This feels more like you're putting maybe your least important match of Saturday on first.
Honestly, I'm going to be just dead honest here. The women's tag team match is, I know it's for the title, but I think that's on par, if anything.
It is on par. And yes, it is. It's just crazy. Like months ago, I'm thinking, oh my God, this women's tag division is so hot and they're going to do some crazy shit at WrestleMania. You know, maybe they'll put like six teams in a ladder match or something wild.
No, just a regular four-way.
And then the Bella Twins came back.
If they're even in this match.
They may not be in this match.
There's a
possibility that after all of this, after, you know, them wanting this for years and years and years, Nikki got hurt, and they may not be in this match.
I don't have the level of hate for the Bellas I used to. So it's like
weeks ago.
No, I wasn't finished.
Gotcha.
I still don't like them, but I am kind of happy for them because they seem to like, I don't know, there seemed to be like a railroad job with them. And even like Brie, like she wasn't allowed back because of her husband working for AEW.
Yeah.
And then they finally were like, whatever, it's fine. So it's like, you know what? I don't really like them. They were never my thing. They're not going to be. But you know what? Enough people do like them. Not as many as they think. But enough people do like them. All right, cool. Give them their flowers. They lose this match. Cha-cha-cha. On to the next. We got two women in NXT that need to come up. They need your spot. Skedaddle. You know? And that's fine. And that's what I hope happens. I don't care who wins this match. You know?
It's kind of the point where I don't either. No. They hot potato the title. Every team has wrestled every team. Mm-hmm.
For weeks.
They started this whole.
For weeks they've been wrestling. I mean, it seems like three months now.
Months. It probably dates back to. Well. Was it Survivor Series or whatever? The night after Survivor or two nights after Survivor Series is when they had like the big brawl and. Which is where it really like clicked, like, oh my God, the women's tag team division is so fucking stacked.
Yeah.
But then in the meantime, yeah, everyone's wrestled everybody. The titles have changed hands like three times. Two times at least. Yeah, two times.
Something like that.
Something like that. And it's just, you know, Rhea had to be called in to challenge Jade. So the Rhea Neo team wasn't able to, you know, make it that far.
Yeah. Kinda
sputtered out there. Some other teams kind of sputtered out. There was, injuries and in injury issues in the Judgment Day.
Poor Roxanne.
Poor Roxanne. Again. You do have this the giant team as champions who really of anyone in this match, only Charlotte Flair is able to physically match up with them in any way. It's
yeah. Yes.
Looking at
everybody else, yeah.
I've made this point before. Size differences in the women's division almost never work. You just can't match up Nia or Lash Legend with any of these smaller girls and have a believable match.
No.
Rey Mysterio can bump around Brock Lesnar and everyone's fine with it.
I'd almost say Lyra.
There's just a disconnect.
But even Lyra, sometimes, I always use the wrong words. I'm going to say it anyway. She looks off sometimes. And
she does.
She's still, still getting feet wet too. So it's not exactly, but yeah, I'd say Alexa is Alexa. I'm not criticizing her at all. But a size difference, she ain't doing a thing to Lash Legend or Nia Jax. And
right,
unless
no,
she's
course.
Got a gun. And even then, she better not miss. Because these two women, I was going to use the wrong word, not a slur, but just the wrong word, are going to beat the bejesus out of this lady. So, but, yeah, for me, if they're going to do anything, keep it on Nia and Lash. Just keep it on them. Because Bayley doesn't need this. Charlotte and Alexa don't. Just break them up eventually. Because, did you notice Corey was talking a lot about how he wants Charlotte Flair back? And it's like, I haven't heard somebody say that in a while. Like, when she started doing this thing.
I'm still in disagreement. I think she's in a tough spot if she just goes back to her old heel character. Or
right.
Just,
I'm not saying I want her to go back.
No.
I actually enjoy this. So
yes, I enjoy her showing off a goofier personality, more of a kinder, gentler. In this case, it actually works. There's other cases where maybe it doesn't work as well, but this case it has worked. But yeah, this match doesn't feel special at all. If the Bellatons don't make it, then the Kabuki Warriors get a spot in WrestleMania. But then, of course, Io Sky still doesn't get a spot in WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Granted, there is still time to have Bayley taken out of a tag team championship match at the last minute.
Oh gosh. There is, yes, but
just because Nikki's injured doesn't mean you have to punish Brie. I mean, come on now. Someone could go down with an injury. Maybe she slips in.
Yeah. The rumor was that if the Bellas can't go, then Asuka and Kyrie are going to be in it.
Yeah.
And if not, they may force Asuka and Io on. And it's like, don't.
I think I already saw it earlier. That's been scrapped completely.
Yeah.
I guess Sunday's been timed out with six matches and whatever other bullshit they're gonna do. So they don't need it. And again, I told you I'm fine with it. Don't throw them on WrestleMania to be the least important match of the whole weekend and have a bunch of dudes consider it the bathroom.
It is a weird fall though. Everybody
is a
everybody,
very weird fall.
Well, not a fall, just a fall for creative. Because
it's a fall for creative for sure.
Not her fault.
No.
But it's funny. The best match from last year.
I mean, Io Sky was Triple H's big project,
mm-hmm.
getting her over. No one was asking for her to be added to that Bianca Rhea match.
Oh, I remember. I remember. Yeah.
I mean, I went a lot of rants about that.
Yes.
But by sheer force of just pushing and pushing and her own work, she got over. And then. The team with Rhea got over. She's very over. But they didn't have anything for her, so now they're just having her lose a bunch.
Yeah.
And that's never a good thing. They should have just taken her off TV then if that's what they were going to do with her. Make her, Rhea's defenseless little buddy, have her lose to, Jade. Losing to Jade maybe isn't the worst deal, but,
losing to Jade isn't the worst deal,
losing to Raquel.
Losing
to Kyrie, it's part of the storyline.
Well, losing to Jade's fine, but not on a throwaway.
It was very throwaway. It was clean as a sheet.
No
Yeah, she
promotion,
was
no nothing.
treated like a mid-carder at best.
And that's where I think the valid criticisms of creative come in. That there's it's almost inexcusable she's not on the show, and the way she's been used lately. I
Yeah.
mean, why go through all of this to like build somebody up and go, all right, you're not gonna be used, or you're gonna be used like this. Like, I don't understand. There's never a need for a cool off period. Not anymore. Just run with them. Run them into the ground. But anyways,
Yeah,
yeah,
no, it's
that there's
pretty
that.
wild that that the two biggest falls from last year's WrestleMania are
In the same match, from the same
the
match.
two women the defending women's champions.
Yeah.
Because you got to throw Tiffany in there as well.
Oh, I meant Bianca. I mean, it's not her fault, but yeah, there's that too. So, I mean, some people I've been, keep up with the message boards, but some people are saying it's her own fault, which I'm sure part of it probably is.
Tiffany, you mean?
Yeah,
Yeah,
but
I mean, I don't, but yeah, I don't know. I don't know what there, if there's, there can always be weird things in the women's locker room
yeah.
and all that. Yeah. But to have her lose to Jade the way she did in a glorified squash, disappear for 3 months, and then essentially not want her title back,
I know.
that's not a good way to book anybody.
Nope. And she's not on night one, so why are we talking about her?
No, I mean, I
No,
didn't
I'm
know
kidding.
either.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
I didn't even know we were.
No. Oh yeah. So the Vision of the Usos, that's how we started this to begin with. Okay, whatever. Is it possible Braun Breaker comes back from this and spears I Show Speed again? I just had a thought off the top of my head.
Yeah, no. It'd be hilarious for sure. Yes,
Yeah, like what's
but
he doing with us?
it wouldn't make sense for Braun Breaker to do anything but go after Seth, though.
No, you're right. You're right. So I was just curious.
But yeah, no. But no, it would be hilarious.
I'm trying to see is Bronson. When is Bronson Reed due back, or is he due back anytime
I don't
soon?
know. I think
When
it'll
did he
be,
get? When did he get hurt?
was it February?
Oh, then no way. No,
Yeah, no.
it wasn't
Yeah,
February, was it?
I think he'll be out for the end of the, like, this is his second extended period of being
Oh
out
my
for more than
gosh, he
like
got hurt on my
over a
birthday.
year.
That stinks. Oh, he ain't coming back anytime soon. Never mind. All right,
No,
so
no, no.
we got that. I'm gonna guess the Usos and the LA Knight win because I shows.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's right. That's right. That's right. We're talking about matches and not making predictions.
Yeah. We got
Yeah.
Jacob. We got Jacob and Drew. I'm looking forward to this one.
I am too.
Now, an
But I just.
unsanctioned match that's not like the last match or the first match of the show is kind of weird, but whatever,
Yeah, it is weird. Plus, the ESPN2 factor, I think, might soften whatever they were going to do from a violence point of view. But maybe I'm wrong about that.
I don't know.
I mean,
Part of me is really, I'm expecting this match is going to go backstage and really piss people off.
yeah, it's a pretty good chance of
Because
that.
there's nothing worse than being in a live crowd, especially a dome crowd, and the action leaves. Oh boy, that's rough. So, but I guess we'll see. Looking forward to that one though. AJ
Yes.
Lee, Becky Lynch. Cool. I don't know. I've always just I find like AJ Lee's return lackluster and Becky Lynch just isn't good. Like the character stinks. So I don't care about this match at all.
No, I mean, I don't say that it's high on my list. I mean, it's star powered. It's maybe one of the only matches on the whole weekend that feels like it's had a long build to it.
Yeah, a very long build, yes.
Yes, it should be fine. There's just yeah, I'm not super excited, and I don't. Yeah,
Yeah,
who wins this? Who?
I gotta guess Becky Lynch does, right?
I'm gonna I'm thinking AJ so that she can actually can go move on to wrestle other people on this run. And
Maybe.
Becky can finally be done with this Intercontinental title stuff that just makes things very weird because no matter how you feel about her current character, she's still arguably the biggest women's star of the last decade. So
Yeah.
her walking around with this secondary title constantly runs into the issue of the Intercontinental title match feeling like a bigger deal than the main title match.
Which I skipped over, by the way. The
You know
Stephanie
what?
and Liv.
They've done. They've not.
This is a
They've
weird,
not.
weird
They've not
build-up.
done. They've not done right by their women this year. Not at all. They really haven't. Yes, there's four matches. Rumor maybe up to six. I don't know how that ever would have happened, but this is another one. Yeah, it's been a very. Stephanie Vaquer has been acting like a heel this entire time. She has been beyond. She, you know, this whole thing started with her just being beyond cruel to Liv Morgan, who never really done anything to her. So it just, you know, she's jumping her from behind. She's done that twice now, at least twice now. It's just a weird build. We got Liv Morgan not backing down at all. She's acting like she's standing up to a bully, and she's not backing down at all. It's just been a very weird build up. And in the midst of all this, we're launching Liv Morgan's music career.
Okay, I don't understand what that was. I don't care about so I don't care about the song. I don't care about well, I mean, I don't care about like if I like the song or not. What's going on?
Well, they're saying it's her entrance theme now,
Oh,
and
that's fine.
I do miss heels singing their own entrance theme. That was a fun part of wrestling back in the day. So I'm okay, but it seems like this isn't I'm the Mountie here. This actually seems like they
Yeah.
actually think that they can make Liv Morgan a music star.
It had all the trappings, stereotypes, the cliches, everything of like the modern music stuff. Like it seemed legit. With like, there's no sense of humor to it. This is a
No,
real
there's not a
go
sense
at
of
it.
humor. Yes, exactly. Everything, including Sexy Boy, had a sense of humor to it. At least it started
Yeah.
off that way.
Yeah.
Th this is yeah, th yeah, yeah,
Yeah,
yeah. Everything you could think of.
because
You know,
didn't
Jacques.
Sherry, because Sherry
This
first
is
sang "Sexy Boy," right? Yeah, and then
yes. It
Sean
was
did.
supposed to be very tongue in cheek. Then Sean took it over after. Yeah, and then you know, Sean now almost about 60 years old, still coming out to
Still
that.
doing
You know,
it.
just because.
It's so awesome.
Yeah.
It's just
Yes,
great.
it is awesome. Yeah, but yeah. This seems like they're taking this way too seriously. Like, I
And to
don't.
just drop it out of the blue with nothing.
Yeah, they
Like,
did.
because like, all right, so the last we saw of Liv Morgan was she got her head cracked with Roxanne laying in a heap. And then on that
Right.
same show, they did a teaser for some dance video. Okay. And then Tuesday, no. What day did they drop that video? Was it? No, it was
It
Monday,
was Monday
wasn't it?
during.
Yeah.
It was Monday during the day. Yeah, it was just
Yeah.
Monday during the day. Just all of a sudden, just like,
Here's
oh.
Liv Morgan singing. Okay. And then she comes out on the show. Oh, wait. Did they play the music video during the show?
Yes, they did.
Okay, I couldn't tell if that was commercial or not. So then they just play this music video of Liv Morgan. Stephanie Vaquer set for an interview. Liv attacks her. They don't even address it. What are we doing?
And Kathy Kelly takes a bump and sells better than everyone else on the
Yeah,
roster.
I rewound that. I was like,
And
there's no way they made the same mistake twice. Like, oh my God.
no, but my God, that woman has, you know, watched wrestling a very long time. She's been up close to everything for years and years. In the moment, she knew what to do, and God bless her for
Yeah,
it.
perfect spacing. And, but again, we're back to Liv and Stephanie, and it's like, huh?
Yes, Stephanie Vaquer is outside the ring, the baby face, while Liv Morgan, the heel, is on the microphone screaming, "Come get me, bitch. I'm not finished with you."
Now, she did go back after her,
She did do that, yes.
and then Liv's going crazy on the outside. And it's like, I don't understand this. And even Stephanie looked like Stephanie was almost playing the heel role, just looking at her like, why would I do this? Like, well, you started it.
Maybe we are getting some type of, I don't know if a double turn, but maybe we are getting the Liv Dom babyface run.
Well,
Sometime.
all right, we'll save that for night two, I guess.
Yeah,
All
where we're doing
right,
this, yeah.
so yeah, so oh, I, whatever. I'm guessing Stephanie still wins, but anyways.
No, I'm gonna pick Liv Morgan.
All right, Seth and Gunther wins this to me. This match will be good.
I think so. It, this could be this. Yeah, this, you know, sleeper match of the weekend. You know,
Yeah.
use that phrase. Yes, definitely.
And Gunther actually did give a little bit of acknowledgement to why he decided to, without giving away the big reason why. So I enjoyed the little interaction Monday about why they're doing this. And I also think this is probably, if possible, this is where Braun Breaker comes back and
Yeah,
helps
they
Gunther
could do
win.
that.
Like
Yeah.
helps or maybe he could attack Seth afterwards. So that's night one. We already talked Cody, Randy. I'm sorry, Cody, Pat McAfee, or Jelly Roll, Pat Mac, whatever the main event
Yeah.
is for night one. So
Randy Orton wins. Randy Orton wins that one. If we've met.
I'm
Okay, let's.
guessing Randy does
Actually,
too.
all right.
But
Let's double back around to the matches. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead. Sorry.
no, I'm sorry. I'm
You
guessing
said.
Randy does too.
All right. Let's double back around to the matches we did where we didn't pick to finish.
Oh. Usos and the Vision.
Usos and you know the, obviously this match should be designed for the big baby face pop to start the show.
Yeah, so
I mean
Usos.
there's we still
Oh
have
yeah, Jacob and Drew. We didn't talk about that. Jacob's got to win, right?
Jacob's got to win. I
Finally?
think Drew's yeah, Jacob has not been done any favors for a very long time in creative and you know him continue him keep you know Drew getting the Drew, Jacob is someone who his weight loss might actually be starting to hurt him. Because when you're against a massive brick shit house like Drew McIntyre, he doesn't look as imposing.
Yeah. Well, it was funny. I saw an interview with Jacob, and he said after 40, was it 40 or 41? Roman told him, next time he sees him, he's got to look different. And Jacob said, he's like, I was already losing weight, but after he said that, it's like, yeah, I was, I really had to get slimmer. I was like, no, you didn't.
No.
You looked like a damn monster. And now you're still a big dude, don't get me wrong, but it's not the same. You're still great, but I'm still a huge Jacob fan, so it doesn't matter. Yeah, I'm taking Jacob just because Drew's supposedly going to go film the rest of Highlander, so he might be gone
Yeah.
for a little bit. Plus,
Yeah,
give
they'll
him
be
some
gone
time
for a little
off.
bit. You know, plus, yeah, the rules of this match are prone to have someone get really messed up and at the finish, so
Yeah.
you can have Drew go away for a while. Fatu can. Biggest problem with Fatu is I don't think he's won a match since he's been back. And that's been over 3 months. Well, no, wait, he beat Tama Tonga. Okay, never mind. That might be the only match that Jacob Fatu has actually won since he's returned.
Yeah, well, it's not like they wrestle a whole lot anymore anyways. So it's not saying
No.
much, But, all right, so we got Liv Morgan, Stephanie Vaquer. I'm going to take Stephanie in this
I'll take Liv.
in some weird way, but it won't surprise me. I already said Becky, or I said, yeah, Becky wins this, right?
I said AJ, yeah.
Or did I say AJ? Not Becky. Whatever, I don't care. I really don't care about that one. It's funny. I just don't. I'm hoping Irresistible Forces win. That's the women's tag team match. Or you can choose the We Are Friends, Bayley and Lyra, or the Bella Twins.
If they're able to go, I'll pick the Bella Twins because at the end of the day, this is what this is about, them getting that one women's tag title win.
All
Yeah.
right.
If they don't, if they're not in there, then Irresistible Forces retain.
All right. Well, we both agreed Gunther, and we both agreed
Yes.
Randy. So we're on to night two. The very first match for night two should be the main event of either night one or night two, but Brock ain't doing that. Brock Lesnar and Obafemi. If you watch the show, you know this has been built up great.
This has
What do you
been
want?
so insane. This has been amazing. It proves they know how to do this stuff. And yes, there are so many tangibles to these two that maybe other people don't have that you can't maybe can't just just stand them across from each other, and people are going to just be like, ooh, and on. I mean, no one has gotten over as quickly as Obafemi has in the NXT to WWE transition. Truly over.
Yeah.
Not weird catchphrase over or anything like that. Just truly over. This person is the next big star. Yeah, I can't say enough good things about how they've built this matchup. It's my matchup I'm most looking forward to. Yes, mm-hmm. I realize it's not gonna go very long, which is why I'm wondering why they're not adding a why they're so determined to only have six matches on the show when this thing ain't gonna go long. At least one or two others won't.
Well, you gotta get your ad breaks on ESPN. That's why.
Well, yeah, you gotta do that. You gotta do your John Cena comedy and get all that good stuff in, of course. Which you need to do that. But yeah, this match is gonna be 5 to 10 minutes of just hopefully the best action we'll see all weekend. It is.
I hope. I can't see him messing this up. I mean, Oba's gotta win, right? You can't.
I think he does, but then the question becomes, what do you do with him after that? He's not going to be the world champion by next month. What do you do with him after he's beaten Brock Lesnar handily in 5 minutes or what have you? That's my only question. Plus, I think everyone's already thinking, already got it in their heads that for anyone who's watched this shit for a long time and thinks critically about it, Gunther's favor for Paul Heyman is Brock's last match at SummerSlam.
Yeah, and so that's what I thought he was. Then? I think there's enough time in between, sure.
Yeah.
Without a 50-50 win, getting one back over on him, because it's clear Brock is doing business with the guy.
Yeah,
you can see it. The Brock, interactions. Brock, so,
but Brock has done this before, where mm-hmm. he let himself get thrown around in the build up, only to win the match when it happened. Did that with Samoa Joe. Did that with Braun Strowman.
Well, I'm gonna be pretty frank here. Yeah, but who'd you just mention? You know, like Samoa Joe under Vince was never going anywhere. So that was more like, okay, Braun had always fallen in and out of favor
with Vince.
So it's like, you know, but this is different. And I think even if Lesnar's not, say he's not retiring anytime soon, he showed ass for Goldberg. Look how quickly Goldberg, like, he punked him out and then beat him. Brock ended up getting the title back. But he's shown... He's more than willing to do business with people. I mean, even Drew, you know? So, I don't know. Did he ever get one up on Drew?
Well, that buildup ended up being so weird because of COVID.
Yeah, right. So
they never really had a physical... After the Royal Rumble, they never really got too physical with each other.
The famous interaction on the stage, which I believe was the last time before COVID, when he hit, he claymored Brock, and Brock, you could audibly hear Brock yelling, grab the belt. That was after the Royal Rumble. That's when they were doing a setup for it.
Yeah.
So that was definitely like, and I think it got bamboozled with COVID, so we never got much more, but... So I'm sticking with the smart pick here, and that's Oba.
I'll go with Oba.
Okay, all right. This match is psycho to me. The six pack ladder match for the Intercontinental title. Penta, Javon, Dragon Lee, JD McDonagh, Rey Mysterio, and Rusev. Because there's always got to be a big guy.
Right, and they made sure they had to go to do a last-minute sprint to get Rusev even remotely over.
I mean,
over this match.
Because
he hasn't been.
No. And I know, like, Dragon Lee's been on a lot. McDonagh's been on a lot. They don't seem over enough to be in this match, but yet here we are.
No, and they were having qualifying matches on main event, you know.
Yeah. Which I thought was
this whole thing just sounded
Which I don't think they were. I think they were just like, hey, these matches were on main event. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think so. I think, yeah, it's like they're trying to justify the decision to put the Intercontinental title on Penta in the first place when it didn't make sense, when Dom already had a ready-made angle, years-long build to have a match for the Intercontinental title.
Mm-hmm.
So now they're just going to... I think Penta's going to win this match and retain. But, of course, it's Javon Evans' match to shine for the most part. But I don't think he's getting the title.
Yeah. I think there's a lot of shine material. Like, Ray can show he's still, you know, he's the older dude, can still work. Rusev can show he's the big guy, toss all these guys around, getting, like, you know, ruin hope spots, all that. It does seem for me that it should be Javon. But, man, they've been pushing Dragon Lee so much. I mean, he's using the Styles Clash, and boy, you heard how that was over, too, when he used it. It's like, the charity's the wrong word, but is this like the gift you get for losing your tag team partner? I don't know. I can see Dragon Lee winning this. Do I think he will? No. But I think he's got to be considered. The first three, Penta, Giovanna, Dragon Lee, is what it comes down to for me. Yeah. And I'm going to go with the upstart. It's so weird because Penta shouldn't lose.
No, he shouldn't. That's why I'm picking him.
I'm going to take Javon. I'm taking Javon, okay. Though. So,
it's very possible.
It's just going to be crazy. Doesn't matter.
It's going to be crazy. Yeah, yes. That first hour on ESPN is going to be wild. I mean, that is going to be – that is the highest energy first hour you could put on.
Yeah. Well – now, these are not in order, but Jade and Rhea is next. I don't know what to make of this.
I don't know either. It just... Have they been kind of like oil and water in some ways? Have they not really clicked the way that you would think they would? And
yeah, I think you're right.
They should be the female version of Brock and Oba here. And we're not getting
No. Because they inserted Mee Chin and B-Fab in, and it's like, why?
Yes. They're doing kind of booking 101 type stuff. They try to make, you know, they try to follow the trend of some of the bigger matches here by having them make some shoot comments towards each other, particularly Rhea at Jade. Hell, even Jade at herself, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
It none of it landed. None of this. Jade Cargill thinks she's better than wrestling. She doesn't, you know, she's too good for this, everything. None of that has landed. I mean, but now, you know, the match is here, and you know what? Actually, you know what? I'm going to double back a little bit. I think I've made this a point in our group chat. I don't know if I've made this point on the show. As much as the Io Sky team has helped Io Sky, I think it hurts. I think it ultimately hurt Rhea Ripley.
Yeah,
it softened her too much.
Yes.
She should not be going, I love you, bestie. That's just not... That's not who Rhea Ripley should be.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. And I think you can still pivot out of that.
You absolutely can.
And have her lose and have Io accidentally do something. If you want to do the traditional way, Io accidentally costs her the match. Or, you know, I don't know. She's used as a distraction of sort. Because I don't think they want her, and I mean Rhea in this case, they don't want her losing straight up. I really don't think they do.
Yeah.
So
I do think she is losing. I think they're gonna follow through with, as long as Bianca Belair can make it back and in some reasonable time from here, they want to do that match.
Okay, so here's something interesting, and I don't know anything else. Did you happen to watch the Hot Ones face off with the Usos?
No, I have not watched that.
Okay,
yet. I thought about watching.
So it's fun. Oh, they're fun, and it's very interesting at the end because, you know, Jimmy missed a few weeks, right? Just took off.
Yeah.
During this, they had to compliment each other without laughing, and Jay says to Jimmy, well, I really like your new baby. And I went, wait, what? So apparently Naomi must have already given birth. They just didn't, or I didn't see anything, didn't announce it. So I can see Jade retaining this based off of that. And this is just my own booking in my head. So that when Naomi is ready, she can go and beat Jade finally and get her title back. Well, it's actually not hers, is it? She had the Women's World Championship, right?
They are so in love with the Bianca Jade idea.
I mean, understandably.
Naomi, sure. Understandably, yes. And Naomi was never, I don't know if Naomi was ever their first pick. I mean, it's sucks to say this. It kind of sucks to say this about a woman. But she kind of blew the biggest run of her career by getting pregnant.
Okay, I would agree with you if she didn't leave, if she wouldn't have had such a killer I'm vacating the title promo. Because that crowd...
I barely remember it.
Oh, no. I don't want you to undercut that. She came out,
I'm sorry.
And everyone was cheering her. She's like, no, I don't need any of y'all.
Oh, yeah. No.
And then she goes, yeah, you just keep it warm because I'm gonna beat these bitches' brakes off or something like that. And like she kicked Adam Pearce out. Like she stayed in character even though she was leaving. And it was like, oh, that's fun. You don't see that. And I think with, you know, some of the fans are smart enough to go like, oh, well, this is how, you know, it is. But all that being said, yeah, I do think Jade wins this. And somehow it'll give Rhea an edge back. I mean, I guess, you know, Rhea's been hurt. The muscle mass she was carrying was too much. It was hurting herself. That's what she said. And I think that's also a part of her mystique that's gone down.
That is true as well, yes.
And that just is what it is. It happens. So, whatever. So, I'm taking Jade. I'm guessing you are too.
Yeah, I'll take Jade. I'm taking Jade.
The next match, God, Sammy and Trick. We don't have to spend a lot of time on this.
Oh God!
What a nightmare!
This might be the least important match of the weekend, as we said.
Well, that sucks.
It sucks for Trick.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I can't stand Sammy anymore.
Absolutely sucks for Trick. I don't know what happened to Sami Zayn, but the crowd reaction to him is absolutely acceptable to me.
Oh, it is.
Stop whining. Like, and him coming out, and he's like, you guys are all my fans, blah, 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 my hardcore fans. And one guy goes, yeah.
Oh, yeah, but like five fat guys, yeah.
Yeah.
The people you would expect to still be Sami Zayn fans, yes.
It's just like, what are we doing? But I hope Trick wins. But at the same time,
I
think it'd be really funny if Sammy won. Just for the, God, I don't know. It'd just be wild.
Again, and yes, our celebrity involvement in this thing. You know, Little Yachty.
Oh, I forgot about him.
I know he's living a dream here, but these rappers just have negative charisma when they get into this world. Or most of them do. Or they just immediately become unlikable and Trick didn't. They could have just pulled off a double turn with Sammy and Trick last week, or back down on Friday. If this guy wasn't there being an asshole.
Yeah, you just nailed it. These rapper guys get in and they show no charisma whatsoever. They don't know what they're doing. And it's like, these guys are popular, huh? I mean, maybe their stage presence is better, but this wrestling stuff, this acting wrestling stuff is just bizarre how bad it goes. And that goes with Travis Scott, too. So.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Travis Scott was worse.
No, yes.
Because he, you could tell, he... Okay, I made the joke last week, and I know you don't listen to Kevin Mai's shows. Just being in the crowd at wrestling events... Lil Yachty has attended more shows this year than Roman Reigns has. I mean, the man is a fan. I mean, you could see that, but he still doesn't have any instincts for this. Whereas, and of course, Travis Scott was far worse because you could tell he didn't give a shit about anything. except getting high.
Yeah, he was there. A lot of the stuff, I really get the feeling it's like brand opportunity. Hey,
Oh, it
I
is
can get my
so
name
brand
out there. It's
opportunity.
like,
Yes, it is so.
this empty nonsense.
And just yeah, it's bad.
I hate it.
It is bad. It's bad. I mean, yes, we've seen good celebrity interactions, but over the years, of course, but it's so much of what WWE has done in the TKO era has felt forced,
Oh
and
yeah.
just not.
When there's a
It's just not
blind
working.
Mexican comedian on AAA, and it didn't seem forced to me at all, and I see what they do with like the Netflix stuff, it's like this is trash. So, and yes, that's a real example, everybody. All right, so I'll just give it to Trick. Please give it to Trick, and do whatever you're gonna do with Sammy after this, whatever that is. That's how I feel about it.
I don't know what you can do with Sammy at this point. Because I don't even think him turning this whiny character into a heel thing, not sure where that works either.
I don't know where he fits anymore.
Yeah.
You know, like, huh.
And you know what? It happens. In the days before people signed 5+ year contracts, you had a run, it was over, you went somewhere else.
Yeah. And now they just,
And rebate, yeah.
now it's obviously just a, all right, we can't let him go somewhere else. Oh, this is TNA. Oh boy, never mind. So yes, but you're right, and it's, I mean, they're, everyone's getting up there in age, so it's like,
Yeah,
well, and maybe Sammy just needs to go away for a year. You know, unfortunately Kevin Owens is hurt, that's why he's gone, but you know,
do
maybe
they
that's
need to
why.
interact again? Do they need to team or face each other again?
Yeah, exactly. Jesus. All right, are you taking Trick as well?
Yeah, I'll take Trick.
All right.
Yeah.
Finn Balor as the Demon and Dominic. I
Again,
mean,
this.
right match, wrong build up. Like,
Right man, wrong time.
yeah.
Dom should still be the Intercontinental Champion. It doesn't feel like the situation calls for the Demon to come back. It
No.
might backfire into a match that Dom gets cheered more, because that's exactly what happened at last year's WrestleMania.
Yeah.
When they were, I mean, everyone thought after last year's WrestleMania that Dom being a babyface was inevitable and soon, and you know they were able to get pull him back on track because he can be so damn unlikable. But again, this Finn Balor is just, again, if they'd stayed at some kind of course, again, if this was still for the Intercontinental title, I think it's a bigger deal. I think you follow a straightforward storyline. This, I think, as I said, the whole demon thing, I think it could backfire and lead to Dom getting cheered.
I think Dom's getting cheered regardless.
Yeah.
And I mean, obviously, you know, can, you know, lead to problems. But yeah, it feels like this should have taken longer or should have happened already to where it has a bigger impact. You
Yeah.
know? Like they should have pulled the trigger a couple months ago. Finn does something and then he cost Dom the Intercontinental title. Whatever, you know? And then
Well,
they
he
could
kind of
have,
did, but yeah. You're.
hey, I mean, by not letting him do something, you know?
Yeah, yeah, that part of the angle wasn't strong. Yeah, no.
Yeah, but it's like there could have been a different buildup. You know, the demon doesn't work. Or I'm sorry, the demon doesn't work. It doesn't seem necessary. Like, why? I mean, it's been, what's the last time he used it was when he lost to Roman Reigns? Because he fell
Yeah.
off the ropes?
Yes.
Yeah, like that sort of stuff. Like, okay. But I think this will be good. Dom has come a long way. Hopefully he's okay. Because I mean, he got his bell rung in AAA, and I don't think he's wrestled since. So, you know, I'm guessing he's cleared since they're still advertising it. But
Yeah.
I'm taking Finn. I mean, it just seems like Finn has to win this for it to go anywhere.
Yeah, I'm gonna take Finn. But then again, what's Finn got left in his entire career
I
at this
know.
point?
I know. Yeah.
You know what? I'll be contrarian here, but I'll go with them.
All right.
Because I think, because I think they got to be thinking that it's like, who actually has the upside here?
See, yes, exactly. But my thing is like, kind of like Drew, when is Finn ever gonna win? You know? And it's like, this has got to be the one, especially as the demon, right? Like.
Yeah, you know what? I'll change my mind again.
All
Yeah, Finn,
right,
you talk me back into it.
all right. Well, let's get to the last match of the weekend. CM Punk, Roman Reigns. Somehow, outside of Oba and Brock, is clearly the main event.
Yes.
And it should have been 1A, 1B sort of thing with Cody and Randy. It should have been.
Yeah.
It's not whatever. I'm intrigued by this because I truly don't know who's going to win this.
I don't know either, no. It's been over 2 years since now since Roman Reigns has held the title, so you can kind of make the argument that he's due. But they've also got so many. They got so many shows lined up between May in the month of May alone, and Roman Reigns isn't advertised for any of them. And
No.
you'd think they'd want a world title match on Backlash,
Yeah.
or Clash in Italy, or Saturday Night's Main Event, all happening in the month of May, by the way, within 3 weeks.
Oof. Back to that. Back to more
Yeah.
pushed booking. Oh boy.
Yeah. And
But
then they've announced nothing for June and July. Like, what are we doing? Yeah. Nothing we're doing in July yet.
no, never mind, never mind. I was saying, wasn't there something overseas besides the Clash? But that was, I was thinking of WrestleMania next year in Saudi Arabia, which I guess is still up in the air now.
Yeah, that's
So,
gonna be very up in the air. And
but
I think they were gonna take a early summer trip dot tip to Saudi Arabia as part of the the regular deal. But that's definitely possibly not happening, a June or July show in Saudi Arabia.
no, it's TKO.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Hey, that money spends just the same, no matter what time of year it is. So get your ass over there. But no, this match, I thought Monday's interaction was the weirdest one
It was.
because it seemed
They blew their
earnest.
wad.
Like what?
Yeah, they blew their
But
wad weeks ago
yeah.
on shoot comments and physical angles between these two. So yeah.
Yeah, it's like when they
It
said they were facing off again, I was like, what? Again, like okay,
yeah, I mean there's
but
it's just I yeah, well again, it's better than whatever they did try to do last year with Cena and Cody. I mean, it probably even better than what they did with the try and set up the triple threat. Again, a triple threat with no title on the line, main eventing WrestleMania Saturday was still weird for last year, even if it wasn't all the big stars in it. This
yeah.
again, these two, they're good at shooting on each other. Unlike maybe what's necessarily going on the other show, you can believe these two really don't like each other. For sure. The stuff where they involved the Usos too much in the earlier part of the build was weird, and then they just had to, jet them out of there because they have nothing. They actually don't actually have anything to do with the match itself.
Yeah, exactly. Well,
So
so
yeah,
far at least.
it's been again, it hasn't been a perfect build up, but it's intense. You believe they hate each other. The little bit of physical stuff was good. I mean, yeah, this is no less than the second most important anticipated match of the week. I mean, both the two most anticipated matches of the weekend are WrestleMania Saturday and Sunday, and they, of course, blew the as we've been talking about, blew the Saturday main event up 6 ways from Sunday. So this is far and away now the main event of the weekend.
See, to me, it always seemed like after that first face-to-face that it was
Yeah, oh yeah, it definitely was.
because of Cody and Roman stumbling so bad. I'm sorry, not Cody and Roman. Wow, flashbacks. Because of Cody and Randy's fumbling so bad. So...
Well, it wasn't just the fumbling. It was, you know... There's a strong argument they just should have kept the belt on damn Drew McIntyre.
Yeah.
And had him face... They wouldn't have to go through any of this.
Yeah, even a four-way, I think, would have been fine.
I think the four-way might have been better than this, ultimately.
Yeah.
But again, we're rating it based on everything that's happened in the last 2 weeks, not what they could have done to take Cody and Randy home without all of this bullshit.
Yeah.
And we'll never know what kind of build-up they could have had, or if there was ever a plan for the plan. As I said, I'm less believable. Why are we really getting that WrestleMania ceremony of it again? Roman Reigns and CM Punk. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, some logic says that, tells me that Roman Reigns should probably win the belt here. But, you know, we've kind of been there and done that with Roman being champion and you know, not being around a lot. But then where we go with Punk after this?
I think there's a lot, actually. I think there's more with Punk than there is with Roman. Unless they want to crown Braun Breaker and have him beat Roman, okay?
Yeah, and they never did that match as a thing.
Right.
They did Roman and Bronson Reed twice.
So you've got the Braun Breaker card there. You still got Gunther going against Punk again if they ever wanted to.
But Gunther versus Roman has never happened before.
Exactly.
We only got a taste of it in the Royal Rumble. That's definitely somewhere you could go with Roman as champion. Roman's got two big matches. Then it's Gunther and Breaker would be his probably biggest matches.
Who else is on Raw? Oh, Oba, obviously.
Oba, Roman and Oba, that could be. That
or
could
even
be
Oba and Punk. You know he's just the universal. He's the plug-in for Oba both.
That's the thing. What do you do with Oba after win? What do you do with Oba? You know, how fast do you jet him to the title?
Monday fucking night. Screw it. Hey, it's not
maybe
as that, it's not like stuff's blowing up, you know? Here you go. No. I run these guys in a very safe way, whatever you want to say. Run these guys and gals into the ground. Like, you already have Tiffany Stratton talking about going to Hollywood when she's 30. Okay. If she's a woman, too. And I think I heard one of the women, I think it was Charlotte, of an interview I heard, saying, like, you know,
40.
The guys get better, the women get older. That's the perception.
Perception, yes.
And I think, I mean, she's right. So.
It is. I mean, hell, I made the comment earlier about a woman ruining your career by getting pregnant, for God's sakes. I mean, and then that's not totally me saying that. That's just the reality of this the business mm-hmm. that they're all in here.
Yeah, it's as far as women have made strides, they're still behind.
Yeah,
and
they are.
From a perception thing. And pay. It's still pay, too. So, and another giant missing piece to this whole WrestleMania thing, there's no Chelsea Green on the show. And
no. That's
fucking crazy to me. And I haven't sworn, I don't think, all show. That is fucking crazy to me. I don't care her ankle hurts. You know, or that she's got a bum ankle. I don't care. How she, I mean, I'm guessing she'll be on the show in some capacity.
Oh, yeah, she'll do comedy, John Cena, Danhausen type shit. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
You could do a triple threat U.S. title match with her, Julia, and Tiffany Stratton. They could have thrown that on WrestleMania. It's not gonna be a 20 plus minute match or anything.
It is another thing that, like, we talked about Io not being on. Bianca's hurt, so she's not on. Tiffany's not on the show. Chelsea's not on the show. Damian Priest isn't on the show.
No.
And I know he's kind of fallen off. Melo
got job worse than anybody.
Yeah. What is up with Ilya? Is he hurt again?
He might be.
He hasn't been around. But it's like Miz isn't on the show. Kit Wilson. And I know there's the Andre the Giant, blah, blah, blah on Friday. Okay. But that doesn't count.
No, it doesn't.
So...
I mean, I guess, and maybe when push comes to shove, just put all the women you haven't booked in a match at WrestleMania in a battle royal on Sunday. Fuck it.
Yeah. But I guess, well, I mean, we're gonna be there to see.
Yeah,
So
we are. Yes, maybe something can happen at the last minute. Who knows?
yeah, with only six matches. I mean, unless they're given.
Six matches, and one of those matches is a Brock Lesnar match.
Yeah.
One of those matches is a Jade Cargill match. She's not exactly known for her marathons. So
No. No.
So again, those factors plus maybe one or two other things like WrestleMania Saturday actually has some of the better wrestling matches and some of the matches that could go longer
Yeah.
than Sunday does. Yet Sunday is the one that only has six
But
matches.
wasn't Sunday shorter last year?
I think it was,
So
yes.
maybe they just don't want to exhaust
Maybe
everybody, and
they're,
they know.
yeah, maybe, okay, it is a Sunday night, even if it is Vegas, maybe there's some logic to it, or that, you want to at least get things done on early, or a little earlier in Vegas.
Yeah. And that's going to be the hardest thing. I mean, once we're there, it'd be okay. But it's still wild to me that we got to get to Allegiant Stadium by like 2:30.
Yeah.
That's yeah, 2:30, right? Because it starts at 3.
Yeah, so I said three. I mean, there's nothing for the live crowd in terms of a
Yeah,
pre-show or anything.
yeah.
So
So it's
yeah,
just
we but 2:30 or so. Yeah,
it's
we're on
very
show will be
weird.
fine.
So, but yep. So we will see each other on Friday. So for our big
Yeah.
Stardom trip first. So
Oh yeah.
I'm looking forward to that one.
That
So,
could be fun.
but let's get out of here. There's our pred oh, I'm gonna tank Punk, by the way. I forgot. So there's that.
I'll take Reigns just to be contrarian, and I
Cool.
do think he there's a very good chance he could win this. He's gonna win this.
All right. Well, there's our predictions, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Happy WrestleMania season. If you're going to Vegas, have fun. God, there's a lot of wrestling there. And boy,
Oh,
those
there's a lot.
prices, man, they really take me by surprise. I'm Jeremy. You guys have a good time, and I'll let Chris take us out.
All right, everybody.
Subtle.
Enjoy your WrestleMania week. We will be possibly be in and out to sharing our experiences and updating you on the happenings. We have no we what we have no set schedule for any kind of recording going on over the next week.
Oh,
We'll
we have
see
no
about that
idea.
one.
We have no idea.
Yeah, but hey, check us out, rate and review us anywhere on any podcast platforms that allows you to do that. Whichever one you were listening to is just fine. If you want to go look for other ones and also rate and review us there too, we'd love that. As long as they're 5 stars, of course. And we will catch you next time. Later.